Right, everybody. Cue lights, cue deck, cue jingle, and...
Rock On with Nigel Gordon.
Right, cue Nigel. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Nigel Gordon Show. Thank you, just then, to Paulus, the little gnome. And before we go any further, we got a nationwide survey to see what they thought of Paul Johnson's show. So let's go over now and see what they thought of it. Yes, so that's what everybody thought of Paulus's show. Welcome to the Nigel Gordon Show. The next 6 minutes, mirth, merriment and rock. And starting us off, Cheap Trick. Beatles. That's Cheap Trick and their new single, If You Want My Love. That's on their LP, One on One. This is UK Radio on a Sunday with me, Nigel Gordon. Later on, we'll be having a look at this year's Reading, Donington, and also this year's AC/DC dates. And I'll tell you, they're really spectacular this year. We'll also be telling you what it's like to, well, what you need to be to become a pop star these days, and from a letter by Gurdip Gill. I think that's your name, Gurdip. I'm sorry if I haven't pronounced it right. Anyway, we'll be previewing REO Speedwagon's new LP, and that's a real exclusive even on UK radio. Right now, we go back a couple of years to 1974. And BTO. Roll on down the highway. Follow up to you, I ain't seen nothing yet. UK now. Phone lines open. phone number is Wolverhampton 6657. That's Wolverhampton 6657. 6657. Phone us now. And let your fingers do the walking.
UK Radio.
Here's AC/DC. For those about to rock, we salute you. Please give us a ring.
Go on, please.
This year's dates after this. No way that that's not going to be a hit. Dino and the boys there. For those about to rock, we salute you. From the LP, the same name, of course. Their following is just amazing. I can't believe it, actually. Tell you the last time the tour did, they were only at the Birmingham Albion, and on this tour they've gone up to the Birmingham International Arena even at the NEC. And they'll be appearing there on the 29th and 30th of September. That's the Birmingham International Arena even. I can't stop saying Arena. Birmingham International Arena. I'm going to say it again. At the NEC, and that's September the 29th and 30th. And I know on their American dates last year, they had two cannons, and when they were singing that song, they let them go every time it said fire. So that's a plus, as well as their giant gold bell. Anyway, that's AC/DC. And before that, BTO with Roll On Down the Highway from 1974, their follow-up to You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, which wasn't quite so successful. Anyway, my name's Nigel Gordon. This is UK Radio. If you want to phone us, you can do so now. And our phone number is Wolverhampton 66657. That's Wolverhampton 66657. Shortly, some tracks from REO Speedwagon's new LP. And we've also been telling you what it takes to become a pop star in today's world. Right now, we've got an army from Cozy Powell, and it's called...
Nigel Gordon.
Okay, before we play some tracks from the LP, here's the current single, Keep the Fires Burning. We'll be right back. Mario Speedwagon there. Keep the fire burning. Don't get cut up next, it's the Captain Cat and Floppy Show. But none of that for quite a bit. That was Oreo Speedwagon, as I said, from their new LP. And that was for Gurdip Gill. I hope I've pronounced your name properly, Gurdip. And if you haven't, well, you can always phone in and batter me or something like that. And we'll be playing some more tracks from the LP a little bit later on. But right now, I must announce this year's Reading Rock. And this year it's more influenced to heavy metal than ever before. It's unbelievable. It takes place on August the 27th, 28th and 29th. And the headliners on Friday, it's Budgie and Y&T, who are a great San Francisco rock band. On the Saturday, headliners are Iron Maiden. And on the Sunday, the headliners are Michael Schenker Group. Also appearing are Dave Edmunds, Wilco Johnson, Bernie Marsden, who used to be in Whitesnake, well, his new band, Bernie Marsden's SOS, Baron Rojo, who are Spain's top rock band, Tank or Spider, Tigers of Pantang, Trust, Blackfoot, Gary Moore's band, who are great, Cheetah, Praying Mantis, Bow Wow, not to be confused with Bow Wow, these are, Bow Wow are a Japanese rock band, Marillion, or a progressive even rock band, Chinatown, and there's more to come. If you want a special weekend ticket, which is £15.50 and includes VAT, camping and car parking, you have to write to NJF / Reading Festival, PO Box 4SQ, London W1A 4SQ. That's 2NJF / Reading Festival, PO Box 4SQ, London W1A 4SQ. And if you want to go on just one of the days, well, the admission for Friday is £6.50, on the Saturday it's £8.50, and on the Sunday it is also £8.50, and you have to pay on the door. And the stadium can only hold 3,000 people at one time. So that's on August the 27th, 28th and 29th. That's Reading Rock 82. A little bit later on we'll be telling you about Donington, and we'll also be telling you what it takes to become a pop star these days. If you want to ring us, you can do so now on Wolverhampton 66657. That's Wolverhampton 66657. Go on, give us a ring, be a devil. It's naughty, but nice. Here's Asia, their current single. I hope it gets a hit for them here. She's in America. Heat of the moment.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace, and that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance, and incidents arose from circumstance? One thing led to another, we were young, and we would scream together songs unsung. It was the heat of the moment, telling you what your heart meant. The heat of the moment, showed in your eyes. It was the heat of the moment, the heat of the moment, the heat of the moment, showed in your eyes.
The band that comprises the talents of Crazy World of Arthur Brown, Tommy Brewster, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Uriah Heep, Roxy Music, Yes and the Buggles, and collectively known as Asia. And that's their current single called Heat of the Moment. That's their second single in this country, currently doing well in America, and the LP's number one as well, so that can't be bad. Second time it's been number one, knocked Paul McCartney off with Tug of War. Right now we're going to entice your culinary delights by visiting a local restaurant.
Oh darling,
yeah.
I'm so happy.
Are you, darling? Are you really, really happy? Are you?
Just being here with you.
Yes.
Us. Yes. Here, together, alone.
I know, darling. I know. Psst. A word in your ear, John. Now, look here. Look here. Who the devil are you? A little bit delicate, John, a little bit delicate. I've got a little bit of business you might just be interested in. You know what I mean?
Darling, what is all this?
Don't worry, darling. I have a way of dealing with these Jehovah's Witnesses. Turn it up, John, turn it up. Do you mind if we sit down and talk about this? Like sensible people, eh? Not too loud, so you know what I mean? You know what wolves have got, don't you? Sausages? Ears, John, ears, John. Oh, yes. Here we are. Little newspaper cutting. Cast your eyes over there.
What is this? At last, relief from embarrassing itching. Well, what does it mean?
Other side, John, other side.
Wealthy baroness kidnapped. Whereabouts of Lady Amelia Withers still unknown. Well, what's that got to do with me?
Lady Amelia Withers, John, don't that name ring any bells to you at all?
Your wife, darling?
I know she's my wife, darling, but what's she got to do with me? What are you after, you little creep?
Perhaps I can make myself a little bit clearer. A lock of her hair.
Lock of her hair? Where the devil did you get that?
Off her head, of course. Where is
that? Well, I believe you. You're the chap who captured my wife and locked her up, yes?
Got it in one. You're a very smart boy. Now, what are you going to say to that?
Well done.
Now, I can understand you're going to be shocked in the first place. Mm-hmm. In the passage of time. I beg your pardon?
I said, well done. I'm very glad that you've taken the old battle axe off my hands.
Your hands are so smooth,
look,
my
darling. Mate, you can plead till you're blue in the face for her return, but unless the 50 grand goes on the table, your dear wife stays where she is, I tell you that, mate.
You know, your skin is like milk, darling. It really is like
you
milk.
Don't seem to understand my argument, John. Look, your wife is a prisoner in my secret hideout.
What secret hideout?
Oh, what's it? The secret hideout. Oh, you wouldn't know where it is. Could be anywhere in town. It need not be in this country. Maybe right out of the... Maybe anywhere in the world, my secret hideout. And you will never know where my secret hideout is, will you? And supposing I don't pay up, out she goes through the window straight into the Catford sewage works. Best place for her. Now look, John, don't play any games with me, please. Don't play games. I can get very ugly. Now look, I realise that you and your daughter here may very well want her ladyship back into the bosom of the family.
Look, just push off, will you, arrogant little ponce, and leave us alone.
Look, once and for all, John, do you want your ladyship back or not?
No.
Look, I want a straight answer, John. I don't want any... 50 grand on the table, otherwise she stays where she is.
Look, how can I impress upon you the fact that I don't want her back? To me, she's a fat, ugly, lazy old bore with a face like a yak's backside, a backside like a yak's face. And I have no wish to see the grizzled old toe rag ever again in all my puff. Is that understood?
All right, you want time to consider it, I understand.
Look, just clear off, will you, squib features? We're trying to eat a meal.
Look, I'm a reasonable man, John. And on account of the comments you have made, I am completely prepared to reconsider my original figure of 50 grand.
Well,
I'm prepared to make a new offer.
What is your new offer?
50p.
Get lost, will you? Some more matches, dear.
Look, John, your wife, she's bleeding, driving me mad back there. I can't say much more of it. Nitter, natter, and on. She's got a voice like a glue factory.
You should have thought of that before you kidnapped her, shouldn't you?
All right, then what do you want to take her back, then?
£1,000.
Grand, you want your head tested, you can't.
I think I should warn you that my wife takes quite a fancy to small men. Having been denied her conjugal rights up to now, there's no telling what might happen when Saturday night comes round.
I've only got about £27 in here. Haven't paid the rent or anything. I've got the shop.
Just leave it on the table, would you?
You drive a hard bargain, John, don't you? I want this to be a lesson to you, I tell you that. Nobody makes me look silly, I tell you that.
Not quite what we expected, but anyway, more culinary even delights soon. This is Nigel Gordon on UK Radio. You can phone us now if you want to. Our phone number is Wolverhampton 66657. That's Wolverhampton 66657. And did you see my hero Vincent Price on the telly on Wogan the other day even? Oh, he was great, wasn't he? Oh, he was absolutely fabulous.
To you.
Yes, okay, Vince.
What the devil?
Yes, well, that's enough. Well, yes, Vincent Price on the radio. On the radio? On Wogan the other day. Anyway, on to the REO Speedwagon new LP. It's called Good Trouble. And we had a letter. And the letter was from Gurdip Gill. I hope I've said your name right, as I said again. And he's wrote in, and he said he was glad to catch our FM broadcast on one Sunday evening, as it had a great selection of music, unlike any of the other stations, which on Sundays have been very boring programmes. And he also says, so I hope your broadcasts become more regular. I also thought that both the programmes were well presented. Well, I think there was three, not two. Anyway, must have listened to two. On your next FM broadcast, please could you play an REO Speedwagon Genesis or Quo record, and wish the best wishes... wish the Wolves the best of luck for next season, as I think they'll be back up to their first division with no problems. Well, I'm not sure about that, but just to REO Speedwagon, we've done better than one track. We've had one already from their new LP, Good Trouble, and we're going to have two more now. The first one's called Stillness of the Night. This is for you, Gerdy Peel. After this one, the title track, Good Trouble.
Radio.
Here's the title track, Good Trouble. Exclusive for UK radio. The LP isn't released for another 2 weeks in this country, and so, it's a bit of an exclusive, isn't it? First track you heard was The Stillness of the Night, and the one after that was Good Trouble, the title track of their LP. I suppose they made that because they were fed up of living off the royalties of the last LP. REO Speedwagon have been going for more than 10 years, but it was only last year that they picked up in this country. And of course, America, where they had their first big hit, which was the one that they had here, Keep On Believing. It wasn't Keep On Believing, was it? I forgot what it was called anyway. And their LP as well, in which got to number one. Anyway, this is Nigel Gordon on UK Radio. And now, an exclusive, How to Become a Pop Star. But before that one, I've just been told to give you the phone number. The phone number is Wolverhampton 66657. Wolverhampton 66657. Let your fingers do the walking and please phone it. Yes, right, how to become a pop star. First of all, you have to get a pair of scissors and some makeup. And I'll give you 3 seconds. No, 5 seconds to do that. And I'll tell you that Jams is coming up next with the Captain Cack and Floppy Show. And he'll be playing some tracks for you. Can't say much more than that. And now, how to become a pop star. Right, if you've got your scissors, cut half of your hair off. One side, cut it off, so the other half's long, right? Yes, cut it off, snip it off, yes. Right, now you've done that. Now, get that makeup that I told you to get. Now, dab it on your face, any old owl, yes. Give it a good makeuping. Yes, that's good, yes. Put some eyebrow on, yes. This is for boys and girls, by the way. Boys can do it. Boys even more than girls, I suppose. Also, put some silly clothing on. Yes, put some baggy trousers on and anything. So now you've got your flop hairdo, your makeup and your silly clothing on. Right now, here is a speech that you can rehearse. First of all, you have to talk in a macho voice like this. Hello, 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 hello. And say things like, well, the concept of our new album is a total danceability LP. And, we made it in 2 seconds and the computers were fabulous. Well, so the computers were fabulous. They did all the work for us. It isn't even us singing on there. It's the computers doing everything. 2 seconds is a marvellous time to record an LP. And they just put our name on it because it'd look good. And we'll soon be miming to On Top of the Pops, and we've also got a great video coming out, but, the song's absolutely rubbish, to tell you the truth.
Right. Well, now you should be a fully-fledged pop star, and you should have a hit in the charts next week. Here come the Rods with their new single, their version of the Supremes classic, You Keep Me Hanging On. A bit of raunchy rock and roll on the Nigel Gordon Show.
Nigel Gordon.
Phone us now, Wolverhampton 6657. Wolverhampton 6657. Here's Alice Cooper and Elected. Nearly end of the NG show.
For you American patriots out there, first of all, you have the Rods with their version of the Supremes, You Keep Me Hanging On, and an oldie by Alice Cooper called Elected.
Who was that man? He was silly, wasn't he? Nigel Gordon on UK Radio. Ring us now, please, because we haven't got much time on this show. It's Wolverhampton 6657, Wolverhampton 6657, and we really are pleasant to talk to. We're really nice, really nice. The weather hasn't been too good lately, has it? No, no, not very good. Well, I should think it's been for the last 2 weeks. Yes, yes, the weather's been pretty bad for the last 2 weeks. And on last Friday, it was like a monsoon, wasn't it? Ever so long, long. No, no, sorry, sorry. Anyway, about this year's Donington, after a lot of speculation, I think the lineup has finally been completed. Topping the bill, as I've said before, are Status Quo and Gillan. And also on the list are UFO, Hawkwind, Crocus, and Canadian Rockers Anvil. So that's Gillan, Status Quo, UFO, Hawkwind, Crocus, and Anvil. And the tickets are £10.50, I think, and it's sometime in August, I just forgot the date. Anyway, that's about this year's Donington. I haven't got a lot left to go. This is the Nigel Gooden Show on UK Radio, and the next record I'm going to dedicate to Princess Di's new baby. It's called Never Say Die, Say Mummy. Get it? Never say die, lady die. Call her mommy. The baby's got to call her mommy. Oh, forget it. Ozzy on the crew from their last LP together. Ace. We've all got our cardboard guitars out. I'm giving it a bit of stick, like. I've got to say it, no matter how many people I offend, Ozzy was the best. Never say die. Dedicated to the new royal baby, that. Oh, Ozzy was great, wasn't he? From their last LP together, Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath. Well, not long for me to go now on the Nigel Gooden Show. I hope you've enjoyed it. You can still ring us now. Wolverhampton 66657. That's Wolverhampton 66657. And if you think you can hear some noises, well, it's your imagination. Right, now the last one from REO Speedwagon is called I'll Follow You. I hope you'll follow on to David Jarvis when I'll be going...
Oh, here's the latest one by Dollar. Here's the new 12-inch by Soft Cell.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope you have a great time. See you in a fortnight.